At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan athletics. So we wrapped up fall sports, and now we are fully into winter sports. And so we've got several previews with our head coaches that we'll be sharing with you guys and bringing in studio over the course of the next few weeks leading up to our events. And so later this episode, we are going to be joined by our head varsity boys basketball coach, Coach Sean Schreffler, as he reflects on last season and then shares a little bit with us about what he expects for the upcoming season. But before we get to Coach Schreffler here in studio, I want to share a few other just big events that we have coming up and highlight some great things with our student athletes. And so today is National Signing Day for collegiate athletes. It's the first one of the year, and the fall usually is our smaller signing day because usually in the past, most of our athletes would make their decisions over the winter months and in the early spring, and then they would sign in April. So this is usually our smaller event, and that seems to be the case again this year. But we've got three student athletes that we're going to recognize this afternoon up in the Cassius Library, and we're excited to celebrate their commitment to extending their athletic and academic career at the collegiate level with their families. And so I just want to congratulate Taylor Pierce. She will be committing and attending Teal College to play girls lacrosse. Taylor Myers, she will be committing to Division II Shippensburg University to further her softball career. And then last but not least, Lane Kimple will be signing today with Edinburgh University, an NCAA Division II university, to continue her girls soccer career. So stay tuned to social media as we hope to post several pictures of them signing their national letter of intent paperwork this afternoon. But again, that's this afternoon at 3:15 in the Cassius Library. So congrats to those three young ladies. I wish you guys nothing but success in your future athletic and academic careers. And then just to highlight, obviously with our winter sports season starting here on Monday, November 18th, we have a very important winter sports parent meeting tomorrow evening, Thursday, November 14th. That is at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. And so as I mentioned last week, be sure to attend that meeting tomorrow night as we'll share some information from the athletic administration, our sports medicine staff, with our head athletic trainer, Ashley Bolito, be sharing some important information on the physical paperwork that's required, and some great information on concussions and nutrition that will be available to our student athletes and you guys as parents. And then most importantly, you guys get a chance to meet with our coaching staffs and get information on the start of that season, which is November 18th, information on tryouts, and information on what you can expect in terms of practices and events coming up. So that meeting tomorrow night is for students in grade 7 to 12 and their parents interested in the following sports: girls basketball, boys basketball, wrestling, and swimming and diving. And just as an FYI again, swimming and diving is only offered for grades 9 through 12 here in the Chambersburg School District. But those other sports, girls basketball, boys basketball, and wrestling, we have teams for students in grades 7 through 12. So I hope to see you guys at that event tomorrow evening. Again, that's at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. And so if you're just now joining us, I'd like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. We are here live every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., and then we also have a rebroadcast of our shows every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. here again on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. All right, so I want to welcome Coach Sean Schreffler, our varsity boys basketball head coach, to the Trojan Sports Report this afternoon. So welcome, Coach.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
So obviously, we just wrapped up our fall season here in the athletic department, and now we're turning our eyes towards the winter season, but you've been focused on the winter season for quite a while now. So I just want to get your thoughts on what we can expect of the Trojan boys basketball team as we look ahead to this 2019-2020 campaign. But before we actually take a look in the future and what we can expect this winter, I kind of want to get your thoughts and your reflections on our past season. So we had a great season in terms of, I think, Mid-Penn Commonwealth champions, first time in 25 years. So tell us a little bit about that experience this past season, some of the highs, some of the lows, before we kind of turn our focus here to the upcoming season.
Well, this past season was extremely special. It didn't start out particularly special. We had a couple key players injured, you know, early on in the season, and as a result, we took a couple L's early on, and we weren't really sure how that was going to play out. You know, before the season started, I talked to the guys and said, you know, we have enough, in my opinion, talent in this locker room that we can win a league championship this year. And I really strongly felt that way. And normally that's not something that I would say preseason to put that high of an expectation on our team. But I did feel very strongly about the team, and I was hoping that we could manage getting through the early segment without taking too many losses based on who we were missing. And what it did was it developed some of the other guys to step up and be contributors. And so once we were completely healthy and back, we had a lot more depth than what we started out the season with. And so by the end of the season, we made a really, really nice run through the second half of the Mid-Penns, and we're playing really, really good basketball. So it was, again, a special year to win the Commonwealth, and winning that is it's tough to get through the gauntlet of playing who you have to play and how many games you have to win is really, really difficult. And I've always said that I think winning a division is much more difficult than winning a district. You know, you win a district championship, you only have to win four games typically. Right. Depending on who you're matched up with, some of those games might be a little bit easier than others. But when you go through the Commonwealth, you know that you're going to face someone really good night in and night out. So again, to get through that and win that was really a special moment for our guys. They worked hard to accomplish that, and really special for our program.
Right, and I think arguably, if you look at any newspaper, sports writer, anybody in our area, I think they would agree with you that the Commonwealth Division of the Mid-Penn Conference is probably one of the toughest, if not the toughest, in the state of Pennsylvania. You have to go through Harrisburg twice, Cumberland Valley twice, Central Dolphin. I mean, you name it. We just added Altoona this past cycle. So I'd agree with you on that perspective. How did the team, you reflected on the past season and winning that Commonwealth title. How did the team kind of respond to that? Were they just as excited as you and the coaching staff? Was that an expectation they had going into the season? Or was it something that they kind of started to believe once you brought that up early on?
I would say that they felt pretty strongly about what we could accomplish because it was something that, you know, I wouldn't say that we talked about it a whole lot, but I think some guys knew that we had the pieces to do something pretty special, especially when you had, you know, whether it be a 6'8 Tyler Collier or, you know, a 6'3, 6'4 Ty Holsoppel and you know, Max Doctor coming out and playing with us and seeing how steady Seth Brouse was the year before, and then all the younger pieces that we had, we felt pretty strongly that we had enough pieces, right, you know, to make it happen. And I think so much of what you accomplish as a team comes down to, do you have the pieces, and do those pieces, how do they fit together? You know, how do they, you know, make a team? And you can have a lot of talent, but not have a lot of pieces. Right. And you can have, conversely, not much talent, but really good pieces. Yeah. And you know, how you bring them together and mesh them together will a lot of times define your success. And in this past year, you know, it was funny. Just the other day, Max Doctor, you know, said to me, he said, "Coach, early on in the season, I didn't realize really what my role was in the team, and I wanted to put myself before the team. And once I realized, hey, I need to put the team first, then my role identified, you know, who I right. was, and then I started, contribute, and felt like I was a special, you know, part of what we were doing." And he's absolutely right. You know, he became a very important piece to our puzzle, as well as did, you know, many of our players. And over the years, when we've been successful, it's finding those pieces and those guys gaining confidence in themselves that they can contribute in their role, whatever that may be.
That's awesome to hear back from some former players. I think that's what makes coaching in high school so rewarding, is that we get their reflection after the fact sometimes and see what kind of people they've grown into.
Definitely.
But you mentioned some key pieces there to that puzzle that graduated. I think we graduated 6 seniors last year.
We had 5.
5. Okay, 5 last year. And some very key pieces to that puzzle. You mentioned Tyler Collier, Ty Holsoppel, Seth Brouse, Max Doctor. You know, they all played a big role. What's it going to be like without them there for this upcoming season?
I mean, it's certainly going to be different. The past 2-3 years, we've been blessed with having size. You know, and size is something in basketball that you can't teach. You know, and everybody wants size, right. You know, wants to utilize it. But we've also had teams that haven't had a lot of size. And, you know, this year's team is going to be more similar to a team without size versus a team with size. So that's going to be the biggest thing that I see is, you know, we're not going to be the same. And understanding that we're not going to be the same, how are we going to take the pieces that we have, mold them, you know, to create, you know, our team, and then get the most out of them and who they are. You know, trying to meet them where they're at, not where they're not.
Not fitting them into
absolutely.
A predetermined system. You want to use them to...
Absolutely. And, okay. You know, Coach Chamberlain, my longtime assistant coach, you know, he does a tremendous job. He's someone who's just very humble, very, you know, shy, doesn't like the limelight. But in terms of basketball and bringing a group of guys together, you know, he gets it. And he understands, you know, how to take a person and where they are talent-wise and best allow them to fit in, best allow them to be successful. You know, so maybe something that worked, you know, for Seth Brouse to do is not something that we do with an Aaron Maynard, you know, or something that we did with Tyler Collier is not going to work with something that we do with Henry Shear, you know, whatever the case may be. So, you know, trying to meet, again, guys where they are, both in skill level and talent, and then, you know, mold those guys into our best, you know, image in terms of a team and what we need to be like to be successful, that's where we need to go.
So one of the cool things about high school athletics, when I talk to people about high school versus college, is I think sometimes at the college level, coach has his system, and he gets to recruit the players that fit that type of system. High school level, you don't have that luxury. Kind of, we're just blessed with who we have. So you kind of have to move those pieces around. So kind of knowing what we were graduating and what you could expect to return, you know, not knowing maybe who might be coming out next week when we start tryouts that maybe didn't play last year. How have you spent the offseason preparing the team and our coaching staff for that change of a style of play? And I don't think a lot of people know the time that you put in and your staff puts in with these players in the offseason. It's not just something that you start November 18th and you go to early March and that's all the time you put in. You're all over the state in the offseason. So tell me a little about that. How did the offseason go? How did you prepare these players and your coaching staff, knowing that you were going to have to change your style a little bit?
Well, I mean, everything kind of started back, you know, our season went really long, and basketball is a long season.
It
goes over a long period of time, and you know, you're basically playing during the darkest time. Yeah. With the time change and all of that, and it's tough. There's sickness and all kinds of things, and snow, mm-hmm. and everything that pops up, and it just makes it a really, really long season. So we were fortunate that we got to play into March, which is great. That's when you want to be, you know, you're envious of seeing
goal,
March
right?
Madness and, you know, everything that happens at the college level. And for you to continue to be playing in March is really exciting. So that was very cool. But after that long season, you just got to relax for a little bit and take some time off. So we actually didn't get started till sometime in April. But the focus then was on getting stronger and getting our guys into the weight room, getting them into a routine of getting stronger, just because I think the game rewards toughness, you know, at every level, but particularly at the high school level. Guys who are tough typically are able to make more plays than guys who, you know, are not tough. And so getting stronger was a big priority for us. Becoming more skilled is a huge priority. We don't really focus too much on, hey, let's run this play because we have this squad. I mean, we certainly want to watch and see what we do well and what we don't do well. But the biggest thing is try to make our guys better basketball players, you know, make them better shooters, better ball handlers, you know, have a better feel for the game of basketball. And with our group of seniors, they, even though it's different from last year's team, they collectively have played together for quite a bit of time, and so they know each other fairly well. So you're trying to fit in some other pieces to their strengths, some of the younger guys. And so over the summer, you know, we played in two summer leagues, and then we'll do some different shootouts that we've done in the summertime, in the spring, in the fall, just to give them opportunities to continue to play and be competitive against other programs. Probably the highlight of the summer was playing in a tournament in Allentown. It's a huge outdoor tournament that we play in. And we actually won the tournament two summers ago. Made it the whole way to the final, and the finals were on TV down there in the Allentown area. Lots of people around the court watching and so forth. And it varies. Sometimes it's 64 teams, other times it's 56 teams. And so we won it, and we went to the Final Four the past 2 years. And I was really unsure whether we could get to the Final Four. I mean, in fact, I didn't even think about it. You know, I just wanted to go there, compete against really good teams, play hard, leave with a good taste in our mouths that, hey, we were competitive against really good basketball teams and good competition. But we made it the whole way to the Final Four and really impressed me. Like, I was shocked at how well, you know, we did. And guys showed a great deal of toughness, played really well collectively as a group, and you know, we beat some really good basketball teams. However, that's the summer, you know, and that's the off season, and the season's a little bit different. It's not the same as that, but there's certainly positives that you look back, and we won it, you know, a couple years ago, and we had a great year. We won it, you know, went to the Final Four last year, and we got a Commonwealth title. So, you know, building that confidence in our guys, knowing that what they did collectively was successful, you know, has got to grow their confidence level. And we played some really good teams in the fall, and we had success in the fall as well. So they should be very confident coming into the season, not overconfident, you know, respecting who we're up against and the strength of our division, but they should have some confidence about them.
So one last question, obviously we're going to, you know, looking ahead to the season coming up, just around the corner, what are a couple of the big goals that and expectations you have for this upcoming season and this team? And then maybe what are one or two games that you have circled that you're kind of keying in on that would be your focus for the season? I know you take it one game at a time, and I know you preach that to the team as well. But I'm sure there has to be one or two teams on that schedule that you're circling and eyeing. So what are a couple of the big goals, expectations you have?
Share that. I would say two goals stand out to me. Number one, just continue to get better. You know, each and every practice, each and every scrimmage, you know, each and every game we play, just learn something from it. Whether we win or lose, learn something from it and get better. You know, I don't think you have to necessarily win and learn, or necessarily lose and learn. I think you can learn from any of those situations, even from practices. We can get better from one practice to the next. So continuing to improve and get better will be important. And then blending the younger guys in with our returning guys, because we have a couple, you know, pretty good players who are returning, and some other guys who have been marinating, waiting their time, ready to step in. And just blending the new guys into that mix, getting them to believe in themselves that we can be successful. Even though we, you know, don't necessarily run a system, I think defensively there's a certain way that we play, that when we play well that way, we are typically very successful. So just getting them to understand what that is about us, and the toughness that requires and the urgency is really important. In terms of games, I mean, you said it, like, it's one game at a time. Yeah. I can't really to look at one particular team, I think, would get us away from our mindset of, you know, what's important. And, you know, looking back to last year, it was, you know, one game at a time. And even though we lost some early on, we still stayed focused on what we needed to do, and just continued to get better and better and better as the year went on, just because we only looked at, you know, the opponent that was in front of us. And, you know, I try to do that on our calendar. We don't, you know, put any names of teams. It's just game, practice, you know, and just taking every day as it comes and just trying to improve and get better as we go along.
Awesome. Well, Coach, good luck on Monday.
Thank you very much.
And everything. I know that's probably the hardest part of any season is evaluating all those players, but wish you nothing but the best. And Trojan Nation, obviously, our basketball season officially with games begins Friday, December 6th and Saturday, December 7th with the Franklin County Tip-Off Tournament, which this year is at James Buchanan High School. So I encourage you guys to come out and check the team out at that Tip-Off Tournament. But then the following week, I think, is our first home game. So, you know, check out our schedule. It's online on our website. But come out, check out the boys' basketball team. And, Coach, good luck this season.
Thank you so much, Jeremy. Looking forward to it.
So coming up for future Trojan Sports Reports, I mentioned that we will be interviewing all of our winter head coaches. So on tap for future Trojan Sports Report shows, we have our head varsity wrestling coach, Matt Mentzer, coming up on our next show, which will be November 20th, a week from today. The week following, the week of Thanksgiving, on November 27th, we will have our new head varsity girls basketball coach, Justin English, in the studio for an interview. And then we will round out our winter sports previews with our head boys and girls swimming coaches, Chad White and Donnie Miller, that first week of December. So stay tuned for future Trojan Sports Reports as we get to interact and discuss the upcoming winter season with all of our head coaches and just kind of get their thoughts and perspectives on what we can expect to see out of our teams this winter. So if you would like any more information in terms of our athletics program, again, you can visit our website. I mention it several times every episode, but that, just again for you guys, is www.casdonline.org/athletics. You can also follow us on Twitter, which is at CASD Athletics, or follow us on Instagram now, which is also CASD Athletics. And as I mentioned last episode, I'll have more information on this in upcoming shows. But our athletic website will be changing soon. We're excited about that rollout that is set for December 2nd. And I will share more information on where you can access that website to get all the latest information, schedules, scores, and highlights that you guys may be looking for. So with that, we are out of time for today's show. So I want to thank you guys for joining us here today on the Trojan Sports Report. So thanks for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, November 20th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.